Blog Talk Radio.
I will repay you for the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter. My great army is at sin against you. This is from Book of Joel, Chapter 2. Hello, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve Gems. And I'd like to wish each and every one of you a Happy New Year. It's been 8 days now into the new year, and I pray that all has gone well with you thus far. Usually at the beginning of the year, I make a point of figuring out what goals I want to accomplish this year. Instead of in lieu of making resolutions, I set goals. And when I have a goal, I not only take them out, I just put them down on paper. It's like putting teeth to them. This is what I want to do. This is what I hope to accomplish it. What I need to do. This month I'm going to try to write a short story, at least one story a day. Now, I don't know if I'll accomplish it, but I'll just see how it goes. You know, but that's one of my goals for this. Just for that, just read it. I am particularly fascinated by the first one. I will pay you for the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. Perhaps as some of you here listening may think, well, all the opportunities that I had are gone. I haven't done things that I wanted to do. Maybe you haven't played that instrument you did going back to high school or a number of years ago. Maybe there were places you wanted to travel, and for one reason or another, you never got that opportunity. Maybe there have been some big personal changes in your life. And you've made those changes. You may lament that you wish you had done it sooner. I know this is true of folks who transition. These being my trans brothers and sisters. And there may be other things that maybe, well, my time's passed. Now I'm getting old, or, you know, I had opportunity and I didn't take advantage of it, or I made too many wrong turns. Well, he'll encourage you that even though those years are gone, they can be restored. I'm sure that during the pandemic, many people would, you know, rekindle some of the old interests that they had. Because it forced people to really think of how and what they wanted to do, how they were going to do things. See, part of change is knowing that you can't do things the way you're used to. You can't live the way you're used to. And so that old ways are not obsolete. Or, in another sense, what worked back then may not work now. That happens quite a bit, particularly in daily news. And, you know, I'm pretty sure in ministry it's happened too. Now, when I read this particular passage, you know, I said, well, somebody might say that I remember what I did this when I was 15, but now I'm 60 years old. How can I do that? anymore. Once you learn a skill like bike riding or playing an instrument, you don't lose it. What you learn, you don't lose. I still like to roller skate. I haven't roller skated in a lot of years, but I can still roller skate. Once I get into my balance and everything, ice skate I like. I love to pick up an instrument. I started playing one when I was in my late teens. Really didn't play it much, but I like to go back to it. And I'm sure there are a lot of things that many of you would like to go back to. And I think about violence transition. You know, their way of life is changed. And some of you might be lamenting that, why didn't I take that opportunity when I had it? Why didn't I take that job? Why didn't I travel more? Why didn't I marry that person? Or why didn't I transition when I had the opportunity? Why didn't I do this sooner, even though I knew I should have? But I'm here to tell you that God will restore those years. It's not how long one lives, it's the quality of what their lives are. I know people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and even 90s, and they're living their life to the fullest. Some things we can never change, you know, some things we can't change. But God is with us, you know. He'll give us new dreams. He'll give us new goals. He'll give us and plant new ideas in our hearts. That's the beauty of God. You know, there's always another chance. I was 24 when I asked Christ to come into my life. I was 56 when I transitioned. Couldn't get back those years that had passed. Regarding my transition, I didn't know that I was trans until it came out. Until I was forced to. Well, I shouldn't say forced. I wasn't forced. I just didn't know. When the opportunity came, you know, to be who I really am, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I decided to go that way. This is what God had planned for my life. And I know God has plans for your life. Well, as long as you're living, you know, it's never too late. No, I would say better late than never. Now it's 56 when I transitioned, but it's better now. You know, I'm happy I was able to do that when I had the opportunity. Remember, every day you have an opportunity to do something different, to live your life differently. And God will guide you all the way. Remember when I was 63, I began writing poems pretty steadily. Before that, if I had written a dozen poems, you know, that was a lot. But then I started writing poems. God put that in my heart. And maybe you have, and I know some of you out there have some dreams you want, things that you want to do. You want to set you some goals. You have some goals. Some of you may have some goals in mind. But don't let lack of opportunity, don't let your age, don't let your experience or inexperience hold you back. Don't let what others may say or don't say. You know, some may look for, you know, in order for them to do something, they always have to have God's approval, not God's approval, people's approval. But if it's something that's good and desirous on your heart, go ahead and do it. You know, God is pushing you, God is encouraging you to go and do the things. And it's wonderful when you're able to live the life that you always desire. It's wonderful when you discover, you know, when you know that you could play an instrument or something. Maybe the women here learn how to knit or learn how to sew. Or maybe you learn how to change an oil in your car. It can be anything. Maybe some gentleman out there learn how to cook. I mean, it's endless. All the things that out there are endless. And even if you get, you know, even if you just kind of let them go by the wayside over, you know, over many years, you know, God can restore those things. Your interest in those things can be rekindled. And if you have something in mind, write it down. Write it down. Formulate a plan of action. You know, the most important thing is get started. You know, because God, you know, God will be with you. You know, our life isn't stagnant. You know, if it's been imparted on your heart to do something, proceed ahead. Because this may be your opportunity. It may be a life changer. Along the line, someone can be blessed by your action. Maybe be volunteer somewhere. Somebody could be blessed by your action. Some lives can be touched. And just keep looking at, keep seeking, seek God, and whatever comes to your heart, pursue it. It may be awkward at first, but that's okay. That's okay. With goals that they need to be changed, that's fine. Goals shouldn't be always set in stone. Just keep on going. And once again, I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year, and I pray that 2023 will be a blessed year for all of you, for each and every one of you. And this is Genevieve and Genevieve's Gems. I look forward to getting together with you on our next episode. God bless you. Amen.